Support for On the Scene comes from the Soundbar OKC Vinyl Bar Lounge, offering records and audio gear for purchase. Open Wednesday through Saturday evenings at 712 North Broadway on OKC's Automobile Alley. Playlists and more at thesoundbaroKC.com.
This is On the Scene, giving you a look behind the curtains of Oklahoma's arts, culture, and entertainment worlds. I'm Brett Fieldkamp. For a lot of creative minds, inspiration doesn't often come in clearly defined or individually packaged ideas. An artist might compose a song while visualizing a whole aesthetic landscape and brainstorming a narrative story for a world in which that music and that environment coexist. And for most musicians, those extra mental detours and daydreams might just live quietly in their head as a bit of personal inspiration or unspoken context. But for an artist like the electro-driven, cyberpunk-styled songwriter and producer known as Droida, it's all on a level playing field, incorporating progressive synth-pop, neon-soaked visuals, and anime adventure storytelling all into her 2025 debut, Neon Milk. As she tells it, it actually feels more natural for her to combine all of those different creative and emotional avenues into one persona than to separate them, choosing to embrace the unique language of music to craft a cryptic story of oppressive technologies and murky futures.
I've always been inspired mostly by the stories. I've always been that kid in the back of the classroom that's like drawing anime. So I think that's a pretty heavy basis for a lot of what Droida is. I've just always kind of felt like there's a language within music itself. There's a lot of rebellion. There's a sense of isolation in it. There's grief. I mean, like, why not channel these things into, you know, my alter ego, if you will?
Born and raised in the OKC Metro, she was introduced to pulsing disco and electronica tracks through her mother, finding parallels between their tightened propulsive rhythms and technologies and the high-tech action anime that she was enamored with. And after moving to Los Angeles to study filmmaking and cinematography, she fell in love with the rich potential of deep neon lighting and hyper-modern aesthetics to create a visual language to tie all of her creative forays together.
Droida in general is a very visual project. I was looking for inspiration and I remember seeing like these really cool cyberpunk things and my inner nerdum was like, yes, this is so cool. The aesthetic is everything to me. And so from there, it helped me because I think if I were writing the songs without a visual in mind or a world or a place or a setting, I feel like I wouldn't have the same motivation to push through all of the production work and all of the creative elements, you know, because I wouldn't have that visual thing in my mind while writing music.
With a crackling, electric-hued visual identity, a narrative of futuristic tech paranoia woven into the songs, and a live show layered with sci-fi performance and augmented by instrumentalists Ethan Schleck and Santiago Ramones, Droida dropped her debut Neon Milk in 2025. But the album cuts deeper than just its cyberpunk aesthetics and anime affectations. Its themes of resilience and defiant individuality, Droida says, were inspired by her mother, who she lost to cancer just a few years before.
She was always a really strong advocate for me following my dreams. And she always really encouraged me to do the things I wanted. And she supported me as an entirety. So I feel like I carry a lot of inner confidence from what she gifted to me. So that's a fortunate thing that I had in my life. So in seeing that and going through that experience, it just makes me feel so much like less afraid of everything.
That's the devil may care attitude that Droida carries into everything surrounding the project now. From her singular DIY approach to music production, to the energetic absurdity and fun of her stage show, and even to her willingness to disregard whatever barriers people put up between the worlds of serious music and imaginative play.
I feel a sense of fearlessness in a lot of ways. I mean, I'll always naturally have some things that I'm battling, but when you just look at like the mortality of life, I feel like I would be doing such a disservice to myself and everybody else if I wasn't being 100% like my authentic self and genuine. I mean, it doesn't have to be limited. Whichever way the creativity guides you and inspires you, there's no wrong way to go.
You can next catch Droida as part of the 404 and the 405 event, showcasing electronic producers and music makers from across Oklahoma, Saturday, April 4th at the Resonator Institute in Norman. For more, visit droidamusic.com. For On the Scene, I'm Brett Fieldkamp. Now here's Droida with Neon Milk.
You better dance before we're gone in the dark. Dance before. Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.